Okay, so we're going to work on striking the bob. Okay, so I'm going to be using Mark. Mark, come over here. So Mark's going to be striking the bob. So what we're going to start, okay, so come right over here, Mark, face the bob. So first thing when you're faced with an opponent, right, when you're looking at striking, the first thing you want to do is keep your body completely relaxed. Every muscle has to be relaxed. The more tensed you are, the slower your strikes are going to be, the more telegraphic you're going to be when you're striking because your body's going to tense up, okay? Also, very important, that as I'm striking, right, again, I'm striking, I have to always follow through. It's not enough for me to go one. I got to go one, two, three, four, elbow, and just keep striking and nonstop, right? So the purpose of this drill is to develop your ability not to just strike one at a time. It's to be able to strike for 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds nonstop to train that overkill. Fights, generally a fight can last from about 4 to 10 to, let's say, max 15 seconds. So I want to get you to learn how to strike nonstop, okay? So Mike, you're going to come over here. Mark. So you're going to be striking for 10 seconds nonstop, okay? All the fundamentals, palms, elbows, knees, headbutts, neck cranks, go around, shave the forearm, crank the neck, hit him in the throat, hammer fist him. Keep it as simple as possible. Imagine you have 10 seconds to finish a fight, okay? So what I want you to do, you gotta go completely berserk. So I want you to breathe. I want you to throw with power. So every time my elbow moves, my knee moves. So if I'm elbowing, if I'm hammer fist, if I'm knee, you can see my hip is driven. If I'm moving here, even if I'm neck cranking, just to show you guys a great example, even if I'm neck cranking, I'm not just doing this, I'm doing this. My body is moving at the same time to ensure that I'm putting all my weight behind the shot, and I'm putting all my weight into it, because as you're going to see later on, when I'm going to be doing stuff with Rock, I got to use my whole weight. I can't just rely on just one muscle. I got to rely on the whole body to be able to move this guy. Okay, so for 10 seconds, okay, so I'm gonna put on the timer, hands up, passive stance. This guy's about to kick your ass, he's in your face. Whenever you decide, actually when I say go, 10 seconds, go. That's it. Break. Awesome work. Now, as you can see, Mark kept it very, very simple, right? Big strikes, big blows, straight to the head, nothing fancy, okay? Try to follow through a little bit more with your shots, because at some point he's like, I want to go whack, bam, really go in with your body and trap, okay? Advantages of trapping are what? Advantages of trapping allows me to feel my opponent's energy and to be able to throw solid strikes. So I'm either inside, but when I'm elbowing, right, unless I'm elbowing from out here, I don't need to trap. But once I'm in here and I decide to strike, I'm elbowing, I'm trapping, I'm neck cranking, trapping either by the hair, the back of the neck, or the t-shirt, preferably hairy t-shirt I like, okay? So when you go in there, trap. I want you to finish him standing. If he falls on the ground, don't even bother going to the ground. Just kick him, stomp him, and run, okay? So I want you to go for 15 seconds now. Ready, hands up. Take another stance. Take a natural stance, like a bend your crossed arm this way. Okay? Start it from up here. Okay, like this. That's it. 15 seconds. Wait. Go! That's it. Go off the center line. Off the center line. Go to wide position. Break! Awesome. That was 10 seconds again. Again, pure strikes. Nothing fancy. He went, he moved to the side as he was striking. He was trying to establish chest to back. Okay? Mark, I want you to go one more time. 20 seconds. But don't make him drop on the ground.
Okay.
Okay? I want you to keep him up. Move around him. Strike. And as I'm striking, if I'm here, I go. Trying to develop that overkill where you're striking more than you should need to strike. Right? Ready? 20 seconds. Natural stance. What's your natural stance? How do you feel most comfortable with?
Like this.
Like that. Good. Ready? Stay relaxed. Breathe. Trap your opponent. Hit at least 6 inches past the target. But trap, because if I trap and I strike, right, his head's gonna go back here, but his body's gonna stay forward. You wanna create that snap in the head. Okay? You can also come around this way, you can start by the throat, whatever you want. Okay, ready? 20 seconds now. It's gonna be a long one. Okay, if it hits the ground, for the drill, fall to the ground, but I want you to try to keep him up. Imagine he's fighting back with you, okay? Go. Beautiful headbutt, look at that. Knees, that's it. That's it. Elbows, move your head off the center line, beautiful. That's it. Come on, keep going, 5 seconds, 5 seconds, 5, 3, 2, 1. Awesome.
Damn.
Very nice striking. You saw, he hit very hard with a lot of speed. He followed his shots. Did you really see? Were you able to see anything specific? Were you able to see, I know it's a dummy, were you able to see his eyes or his ears? Or? No, you were just thinking, let me finish this guy as quickly as possible.
Like you said, the biggest.
Weapon to biggest target. You're just thinking, just hit as fast and as hard as possible and finish the fight. Okay, I don't want to sit and wrestle with him or his face. I just want to hit him as fast as possible. Okay?